The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Hello, I'm Pastor David Winston, International Director of Bill Winston Ministries, and of course, I'm here with Dr. Bill Winston, my father, who is a global leader, a general of faith, and also the founder and president of Bill Winston Ministries. Over the years, we've seen God's goodness, and He has really helped us do some amazing things here at Bill Winston Ministries. And I just have one question, Dad. How did we get to this place? I mean, from the place of where we first started to what Bill Winston Ministries is now, going across the globe worldwide. How did we get here?
God helped us get here.
Yes.
I think one of the key pieces that I learned through this journey that I incorporated in our ministry from the beginning is that God never intended for His people to live in the wilderness. Mm. I think pretty much most of the observation that I've made in the church, people are still in the wilderness, still getting wilderness teachings, still expectation, you know, that God is, you know, He's going to send somebody to do my praying for me and so forth. Our ministry is a Canaan ministry. That's what it's for. It's for advancing people. And you'll find that the people who stayed in the wilderness died early.
Yeah.
They didn't live the fullness of the promises of God that God had planned. And so I find that when I'm teaching, preaching, demonstrating God's word, I'm doing it from a Canaan land perspective, and understanding that the wilderness is not where people should be. So part of our job, or part of our mission, if you will, is to take people from milk to meat, and take them from a place where others have to do their praying for them, they're saying all these scriptures, but still sick, still poor, so forth, and take them into a place where everything God promised can be manifested. And so that's what I feel our mission is. That's whether we're dealing with business people or government leaders, or whether we're dealing with the people who don't have a job, or people who are staying at home, or whatever have you. It's the same teaching. And so that's what I do. I remember one person came and they saw me at one of the cities that we went to preach in. They said, you know, you came on TV the other day, and I told my wife, she was in the kitchen. I said, you better come in here quick. He's about to go out there. And well, what is out there really? Mm. What I'm going is out of the box. And that wilderness was designed to teach them how to live independent of a world system. And if we're living on foreign oil, we're going to be subject to those forces. But if we can come on over and live in a place where we're independent of circumstances, independent of the forces of economics and so forth, that's where God wants us to be. And somebody has to take people there.
Absolutely.
And I feel that part of our mission at BWM is to do just that.
Absolutely. So you talk about that mission, and we see that passion to bring people into Canaan. So where did that seed of the vision that came from God, where did that first start? I mean, were you at a service, or were you in prayer, or did you see something on TV and then God started speaking to you?
I really believe it started in the city or town that I was born in. I was born in Tuskegee, Alabama. That's where they had the famous Tuskegee Airmen, the first black pilots that flew in the military because they were training to see experimentally whether they could fly or not. Mm-hmm. That's where I was, in a town where Booker T. Washington raised up the famous Tuskegee Institute, or mm-hmm. Tuskegee University now. And he came with nothing but an idea, a seed. And his first school was in a church, which most of them were. But then in 1915, he had 107 buildings. Now, he started in 1885, so this is an accelerated program he was on. And how nobody would sell him bricks, because at that time segregation was very high, and they didn't want to see him build anyway. And so he had to build a campus, 2,000 acres that he finally acquired, well, more than that, and then putting out millionaires. I mean, putting out people who were mentors of his, who started, the different newspapers and the rich people of Tulsa and so forth. I mean, this is what I saw. But I remember taking my shirts. My dad would take our shirts to the laundry at Tuskegee of the university. They had a big laundry plant, they call it, power plant, laundry plant. You drop your shirts off, and you can pick them up that afternoon.
Okay.
Well, he'd drop them off. He dropped me off at school, dropped the shirts off the laundry, and he'd go on to work. And at 5 o'clock, he'd come back by. They'd have them all folded or pressed and so forth. But Washington used the laundry to hire students to teach them excellence, at the same time to provide capital for financing students who had no money. So he was self-sufficient. And the Bible says in Corinthians that our sufficiency is of God. And so God wanted to take them into the wilderness to show them self-sufficiency. And so when that happened, they now can learn that God is their source. And so now they can move into Canaan, and the money won't ruin them.
Yeah.
And so I think that seed was sown back in the day.
Back in the
when
day.
I was a kid. And I used to see that, and this man had no support. He made his own bricks. He cut his own lumber. He had his students to work in the mornings and go to school in the afternoons and so forth. That's self-sufficient. Yet, look what God did.
And when I heard you say that, I immediately thought of part of the mandate for Bill Winston Ministries, training believers how to live independent of this world system and how to have dominion over it.
That's exactly
and that's amazing how God used your experience young to help you see what it looks like to live independent of this world system.
Look at George Washington Carver. He had a peanut. And he asked God, you know, what is a peanut for you? He made 300 products, watch this, out of a peanut, from face cream to children's crayons.
Wow.
And out of scientific utensils that were even antiquated for that time. I mean, you go to Carver Museum, you'll see what he used. But what he had is the wisdom of God. And so he was self-sufficient on that campus. And notice how he integrated again the things that are spiritual with the things that are natural. And what has happened in our system today is it's tried to take that spiritual component out. Why? To leave people with only the natural, only human reason, and because of that, they're still under some kind of pressure. So what we do with BWM, we add that piece back again. Oh, they might have gone to the finest universities, but now let's top it off with the Spirit.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Show people how to live.
Absolutely. Something you do for our Bill Winston Ministries partners is you write a partner letter every month. I mean, for many, many years, every month you handwrite the partner letter, the team helps to prepare it, and it's good stuff. I mean, I'm teaching your stuff from the partner letter, and it's
the Word of God.
It's the Word of God. And but it's so real and so relevant. And I think what really helps is I feel like I am equipped for my divine destiny.
Yeah.
And tell us about how that partner letter, how that comes to your spirit and how you deliver it to us as partners.
You know, only thing I could say is that it's inspired by God. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I put before God. God says, any man like wisdom, let him ask of God. Mm-hmm. So I asked God, I said, Lord, what do you want me to write for the partner letter for this month? And then by faith, I believe I've received it. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as I go on to a couple of days and so forth, things start coming out. Mm-hmm. And as they start coming out, I start jotting them down. I jotted down all these points and so forth. Then I sent it in to communications director, Kim Clay. And then I said, take all these points and put them in a narrative. And so that's what she does and put them in there. And then she sends it back to me. And I said, oh, no, I didn't mean this by that. And I scratched that out. Okay. And I said, oh, yeah, this is good. I'll leave that in there and so forth. Then I'll take that letter and it goes through maybe four or five iterations and so forth. Why? Because I wanted to make it so plain that nobody can miss it. Then, once they get that letter, I really encourage people not to read it one time. Read it more than once. Because it's got several sermons in it. And if they could read it, the Holy Spirit will then talk to them and give them. But the other thing I try to do with that letter, make sure that I believe that that letter is meeting someone's need. In other words, somebody's been praying about something. Or maybe they might be in a tight space and they need deliverance from this or that. I believe that letter serves as a document or a letter from God for people to get free, get out of, get delivered, get into a better place in whatever situation they're going through.
Absolutely.
And I believe as God inspires me to do that is exactly what the people need.
That's good. And you know, as you deliver that, I believe that, you know, when we teach faith, there's a dialect of faith that you operate in, that you're not just teaching people just to trust God, but you're teaching them how to use their faith to have dominion, you know, in this earthly realm. And I believe that the spirit of faith on you.
That's it.
And it encourages us and gives us the might and the boldness to step forward and do what we need to do and, you know, take Canaan. And so tell us about the transference of anointing that comes on us when we partner with the ministry.
Well, that is the same thing that basically happened to Elisha and Elijah. I mean, that he said, listen, if you see me when I'm gone, then you'll have double that portion. Of what I've got. And I think I'm not about to go anywhere, but I've got a portion on me, praise God, that what people can do is that they receive this and support me in the ministry. What happens with that is that anointing comes on them for what? For wisdom. For what? Removing burdens and destroying yokes. For what? Supernatural to happen in their lives. Wisdom to buy shopping malls or add property to your life or so forth and so on. All of that comes with it. They can tap into all that anointing that's flowing through my life. And so as people do sow into this, that's what it's all about. It's all about me blessing them. And so I have to keep that in mind because they're not there to necessarily meet my needs. I'm here first to meet their needs. And as I do that, they get blessed, they can share and help me with to bless more people. And that's what it's all about.
That's good. Now, oftentimes when we go into different countries, you know, we go not just with Bill Winston Ministries to preach the gospel, but we also team up with Joseph Business School, which is the business aspect, because we know that you're called to everybody, not just the common man, but you're also called to the influencers, the leaders, the government officials, the business moguls. And so as we bring that divine connection together, that helps really to empower people to do God's will on every level. Talk about that empowerment model.
Well, the thing that happened in the church, for the main part, is that the church stopped at the door. Now, when I say that, I mean, over in John chapter 10, verse 9, Jesus said, I'm the door. He said, but you go in and out and find pasture. So you have to go through the door to get to the pasture. In other words, the provision. And what has happened is the church, for the most part, has stopped at the door, camped at the door, meaning that all the provisions of the kingdom are through the door. And what people need to see is they need to see those provisions. In other words, when Jesus healed the sick, when he raised the dead, when he fed 5,000, they were seeing what was in through the door.
Yeah.
And when you see that, people are going to want to know, where's the door to get to that?
Mm.
And that's what you're supposed to be there to point them to.
Yeah.
So basically, the church should be a sign and a wonder so that people will want to come in and get what they've got. And so what has happened, that doesn't happen on just a level of people who maybe don't have much or have little or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens also for the up and out.
Mm-hmm.
People who have a great deal. There are always people who need provision, whether it's peace, joy, you know, whether it's strategy or wisdom, whether it's ideas.
There's always a need.
There's always a need.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what Jesus did, the Bible said they followed him because they saw the miracles that he did.
Mm.
Why did they follow him? Because they saw something of value.
So tell us a little bit about why partnering with Bill Winston Ministries is so important.
I think the first reason why it's important is because just like we started with zero. I mean, $200. But there were people that helped me with that.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't have money to buy you some tennis shoes. I mean, you were just in grade school then. And one of the people who partnered with me said, hey, your son needs some shoes.
Mm.
I said, yeah, he needs some tennis shoes. I didn't have enough money.
Mm.
And we happened to be downtown Chicago. He said, come on in, let's buy him some shoes. That was a partner.
Mm.
And as a result of that, he ended up owning, I don't know, 15, 16 of those fast food places and so forth. I mean, God blessed him tremendously. Now, I'm not saying he gave to get.
Yeah.
He gave because he was just helping me to meet my needs as I'm coming into a city that God has called me to meet their needs.
Yeah.
And he was helping me do that just by helping me with my family.
Mm.
And I'm saying that the first reason is to help me get the word out.
Got to get the gospel out.
Got to get the gospel out.
Yes, sir.
The church is the world's only hope.
Mm.
Because the world is going through things now that there is no natural solution for.
Yeah.
The solution is going to be in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got that solution.
Yeah.
Now we need to go into those places, tell people what the answer is, and let them see a demonstration of it, and let them get on board with this thing, starting prayer groups, starting churches, so forth and so on.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the first reason for them partnering with me is so I can catch more fish.
Mm.
But then the next reason for them partnering me, so that they can get their needs met.
Mm.
Because one of the jobs of the prophet is to make sure they bless the people.
That's good.
And make sure they bless the people. And I said, God told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to make your name great, but you shall be a blessing.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, it's a joy because people are writing me now. I mean, I just got a letter. Hey, look what happened. And they showed me the car that they've got, nice big luxury car. Said, I got this one debt-free, listening to your teachings. Now, another person, I just got a job as a president of a university, listening to your teaching on favor.
Mm.
I got another one saying, Jessica, I'm just saying, look what God is doing.
Mm.
And those reports, when they come back to me, I start shouting all around, praise
That's
God.
Shouting material.
That's shouting material because that blesses me.
Yes.
That's if you're just in it for yourself, it's no real joy in it.
Yeah.
But when you're in it and you see it come back to you as harvest.
That's good.
In the form of people getting blessed like that, that is a key ingredient. Okay. So with this, we started out very small, but because of people's giving, we enlarge and enlarge, and today we're preaching on a weekly basis to almost a billion people.
That's right.
So that's what it's all about. And we want to go further. We want to cover the whole earth so they can help us do that.
When I think about partnership, the word that comes to mind is covenant.
Yep.
And I know how diligent over the years you've been at praying for your partners, praying over the partners.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been many times I've come into your office or heard you in the morning, really praying and going before the Lord for the partners. And I think that's one thing that maybe the partners don't know as much about is how much you pray for them and that you pray that the blessing of the Lord continue to rest upon their lives.
You know, I really believe I'm moved by the Holy Ghost to do that every day and to pray for them. Different things. One, that revelation will come because without revelation, there's captivity. And soon as people come in, they need to start getting revelation, not more information, because that won't get you out of captivity. What gets you out of captivity is revelation. So pray that the eyes of their understanding being enlightened. That's what Elijah prayed for, or for his servant Gehazi. He said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see. And so when people can see, they can move forward. They can get out of the struggles that they're in. Mm-hmm. One man talked about it. He said, when revelation comes, revolution comes with it. People just say, no, I'm not going to stay in this any longer.
Yeah.
Why? You can see something greater.
Yeah.
And so I pray that the eyes of my partners are always open, that they can see opportunities that other people can't see, that they can see exits that other people can't see, that they can see what's needed in other people's lives or their businesses. They can see what's needed. Even if an economic drought is coming, they can get ahead of the drought, you know what I mean, and not participate, and that kind of thing. So praying for them, you remember when you were just a young guy, we were staying in an apartment, and I would get up every morning.
Yeah.
I'd go out on the school football field and walk and pray, and that was early in the morning, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'd do that, whether it's cold or hot in Chicago, because we had little or nothing, but I know what could bring us out, and that was prayer. And so that was big for me. So prayer is a thing that's a backbone of this ministry. One man said it like this: every failure in the kingdom will always come down to a prayer failure. Something failed in prayer.
Yeah.
And so we want to teach people how to pray. So we've set up a prayer group, a prayer hotline.
Absolutely. And that's a big part of the ministry now. We set that up a number of years ago, and now the prayer call center. We get thousands and thousands of prayer calls. And that's such an essential part of the ministry. Another thing that I think when people call in, and something that's maybe of a myth, that people call in and they say, well, I don't have money right now to partner. And we let them know that, hey, there's no financial obligation, you know, and just if you allow us to partner with you, we can sow the seed of the Word of God into your heart that can bring you out of famine. And if you're watching this, I want you to be encouraged that there is harvest on the way. And I want you to carefully consider partnering with us at Bill Winston Ministries, because there's plenty of work left for us to do for the kingdom of God, for it to be preached, for it to be expanded. And also, we believe that God can use us and use the teachings of my father to be able to speak into your life, to divinely position you for destiny, that you can reach the place that God has called for you to reach. So I want you to go online right now. You can go to billwinston.org/partner, or you can call the number on your screen. And I want you to consider partnering with us to help us spread this gospel of the kingdom, because there's more work to do.
There's a whole lot of work to do. We think about it. We have got to go into all the world.
All the world.
We've got to reap the earth. And that's what he's given us the charge to do. We're going to take the kingdom to every place where people are breathing and to let them know that Jesus loves them and there's a better way they can live and then demonstrate it. So these are covenant partners, faith partners, and people who have a desire to see God's work being done over all the earth. I want you to partner with us.
Partner with
us. Amen.
Partner with us. God has divinely assigned you to partner with us.
Yes.
And we're going to do this end time work. We're going to spread the gospel of the kingdom. And, we're going to keep walking by faith.
That's it. Amen.
Can you do one thing for us, Dad, before we leave? Can you just pray for all of our partners worldwide?
Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray for every one of our partners, those, Lord, you have joined to us and with us to take your gospel, take your kingdom to all the parts of the earth. Father, we pray that every obstacle that's now been standing in their way be removed. We pray that in Jesus' name that every struggle now be dissolved, and that there'll not be one thing that'll keep them from their destiny. Father, we pray that every harassing thing, whether it be tongue or deed, that has been coming against their life, we cut it off right now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you'll now give them, drop in their hearts, creative ideas, witty inventions, things, Lord, that'll take humanity to a place of rest and peace. Father, we pray also that doors that have been shut for them for years will now be opened, for the favor of God shall surround them like a shield, producing supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honor, increased assets, greater victories, recognition, prominence, preferential treatment, petitions granted, policies and rules changed, and battles won which they do not have to fight. Father, we pray that you bless their entire families. Let their children be like olive plants round about the table. Let them give always a good report. Let their children be wise in schools and also be continuously a blessing to the family. Father, we pray also if they have businesses, that all of a sudden new doors now open up. Father, new opportunities will come. Father, even things that they didn't even expect will come to them now in Jesus' name. Lord, let your light so shine on them. Let them be a light to the world, and people will know that God is with them. Father, we pray these things for them and pray that everything they lay their hands to now shall prosper and be turned into prophetic gold. We love you, Lord. We thank you. Bless our partners in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Dad, for just expressing your heart for partnership for us. And we're just all so blessed. I call you Father. A lot of people call you spiritual Father, but we're just so blessed that you said yes to the call.
Well, let the Lord bless you.
Let the Lord bless you. Amen. And keep walking by faith.
Your partnership with Bill Winston Ministries is making an impact on this earth that cannot be erased. Every soul that is saved, every person that is empowered, every life that is transformed, and every captive that is set free is a direct result of your partnership. Through your support, the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast is able to reach over 800 million households worldwide. We are covering the earth with the word of the kingdom as the waters cover the seas. Thank you, BWM Partners. Your commitment is truly making a world of difference. Not a partner? Become a partner today. And let's continue to do the work of the Lord in even greater measures.
I came to announce that this is the last day. And you're going to go through what you've been going through.